Last week, the polls started to favor Democrats sweeping the presidency, Senate, and House of Representatives in November. Investors fear that a sweep by Democrats would likely lead to adverse regulation for cable companies. Some have claimed that when the Wheeler FCC pushed for Title II regulation for broadband, it was always a Trojan horse, with more onerous regulation being the objective. They fear that the next Democrat heading the FCC, pushed by the Warren Sanders wing of the party, and with the support of three branches of government, could finish the job. The specific concern? That Warren Sanders Democrats would push for Title II and use it to implement retail rate regulation or mandated wholesale access to cable infrastructure. Cable multiples started to compress last week on fears of adverse regulation. Blair responded with a well-argued report on Sunday that addresses these fears in detail. The five most important points from his report include: 1. The premise that Biden would be swayed by Warren and Sanders isn't really supported by the facts. He won the primaries decisively as a centrist. He isn't shifting to the left to accommodate their supporters right now, and if anything, he will likely swing more to the center to win swing voters in the general election. Point number 2, even if Warren Sanders exerted influence on him, it probably wouldn't be on telecom regulation. They care a good deal more about tax reform, college tuition, environmental regulation, financial sector regulation, and workplace issues. Point number 3, Warren and Sanders weren't pushing for cable rate regulation or wholesale access as part of their telecom agenda anyway. Point number 4, the courts would very likely overturn price regulation or mandated wholesale access if it were ever implemented by the FCC. And point number 5, we've got great insight into the telecom agenda for the next Democrat administration and the infrastructure bill. The bill doesn't include any of the provisions that investors fear, and it could actually be extremely positive for the industry because it could remove the USF tax from consumers' bills. Consumers' bills would fall without any material change to revenues for the carriers. In addition, funding to close the coverage and adoption gap would likely do exactly that, driving broadband subscriber growth for the industry. The report was published on Sunday, June 28th. It's really worth reading. Please contact Blair or the team if any of us can be helpful on these or other topics. Thank you.